Great controversy says no. Catholic Church is going to return to control the world, and as it does, this is going to take place, and those thises were just absolutely unbelievable during that time period. And yet, here today, if you receive it over the past few days, I've been sharing current event after current event after current event. I hope you realized that I don't know how many I picked out of here, but I put down more than I shared with you. You have to do that when you're sharing this message because of time. You can't give it all. You don't have enough time. There's that much information out there that these things are taking place right now. Right now. There's that much information out there that the Congress of the United States has been prepared by Satan, not prepared by human beings. Sister White is clear. The people that are leading out for Sunday legislation in the United States do not know the consequences of what they're doing. They're innocent. They don't understand these issues. Who understands these issues? We do. They're doing them because they think they're doing the right thing. But they're going on. They're happening. And we as Seventh-day Adventists seem to be sleeping on. And the information is there for us to believe, if we'll but see it. Now, as we finish up this particular study, and when we come to the conclusion, I hope you'll see why it's titled The Hour of Adventism's Visitation. But as we finish it up over the next presentations, you'll see that now is our time of decision on whether we're going to receive the message of the third angel into our own experience and have the privilege of participating in carrying that message to the world around us or not. Because corresponding to this message, and one of the points we're going to develop next week, is that this message is a message identifying that our probation is about to close. And that this message was designed by God, the overall message, particularly Daniel 11. Don't let anyone tell you that Daniel 11 isn't an important passage in prophecy. Daniel 11 is the most important passage in Bible prophecy, period. And we'll show it to you. It's the one that brings them all into focus for this very time of Earth's history. And someone tells you that it's not significant is someone that doesn't understand the issues or is trying to keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. It's that serious. Daniel 11 is that important. It ties all the prophecies together. But getting back on the subject, the way it does it is by identifying for us, without the